Wilt present, Caballero, Caballero here, Daly, Glazer.
We have 10 items on our agenda this morning. We have four items that are proposed for consent. Item number six, AB 916 by Assemblymember Mertzutschi regarding pesticides and the use of glyphosate has been pulled and will be a two-year bill. We have one author here already. Thank you, Assemblymember Eggman. If you wish to go ahead and proceed and present AB 657 dealing with commercial feed. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. AB 657 extends a sunset date for commercial feed license and inspection tonnage tax from January 1st, 2020 to January 1st, 2025. This bill also increases the maximum rate of tonnage from 15 cents to 25 cents per ton of commercial feed sold. The funding is used for education, research regarding the safe handling and commercial feed. This makes sure we have safe feed throughout our supply chain. This is an industry bill. And with me here, if needed, is people to testify in support.
I'll start Anthony Molina on behalf of the sponsor of the legislation, the California Grain and Feed Association. We are here in support of the bill. Just want to make a couple quick points. The amount of animal feed commodities used in California has increased substantially over the past decade, making California the largest manufacturer of animal feed in the United States. In addition, the number of livestock production operations and dairies that mix their own feed on farm has risen significantly. As the assembly member stated, the city program provides outreach and education materials to promote good manufacturing practice for on-farm feed mixing. For these reasons, we respectfully ask your vote.
Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Do we have any questions or comments from members? We have a motion on the bill. Will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 657, is motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero. Caballero, aye. Daly. Glazer.
Okay, we have enough votes for that bill, but we'll put it on call so people can add on. Thank you very much.
They can do the next one I have up?
Yes.
Okay. So this next bill is the Ag Omnibus Bill, which, and I can talk a lot about it if you'd like me to, but I will just say that it extends the sunset for the fruit and vegetable standardization, the inedible kitchen grease, and the California seed law extends that sunset. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
That's AB 419,
yes.
Item number two. And do we have any witnesses in support? Yes.
Madam Chair and members, Matt Seiberling on behalf of the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of California Citrus Mutual in support.
Any other witnesses? Witnesses in opposition? Do we have any questions, comments from members? Senator Caballero.
I have a question. Why do we have the sunset on this in the first place?
That's the way that it's been structured, but I think at some point we maybe even need to look at removing that because these are programs that we're always need to be. But I think it gives us a chance to take a look at them one more time and think, is this still relevant? Do we still need this and move forward?
Yeah, I guess my opinion is we spend a lot of time doing bills that just extend sunsets, and mm-hmm. it's great. Gives us all some bills that are actually successful. I say that as I'm over in the, but there's some that are. That really do function well, and it seems to me that we always have the ability to bring the programs in and take a look at them and do it through the accountability process. But I support this bill. I think it makes sense. It just seems to me that like it's one of those no brainers. It's doing a good job. It works, and people are in support of it. So mm-hmm. thank you for bringing it forward, and I will move the bill.
Okay. And I would just like to comment that I think there's value in having the sunset. It gives the opportunity for us to review and see if it's working as it should. And it also is an opportunity for the membership of the different organizations to really be aware of the purpose and what the different fees provide for the membership, et cetera. So I think there is tremendous value in that. So with that, will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 419, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Daly? Glazer?
Okay, we'll put that bill on call. You have two others with the Ag Committee, but they are proposed for consent. AB 1800, dealing with state funding and classification for fairs. And then finally, AB 1801, dealing with cattle inspections. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can we go ahead and announce the other two?
Yes, we can. The other two items, AB 409 by Assemblymember Lamone, dealing with climate change and climate adaptation tools program grants. AB 466, item number 3, interstate shipments, market milk, 6% milk, Office of Farm to Fork report. That's four items on the consent calendar. So we have a motion on the consent calendar. Will the secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Daly? Glazer?
We will keep the roll open on that. Assemblymember Bigelow, thank you so much for your patience.
No problem, ma'am.
And you are here to present item number 4, AB 635, dealing with horse racing and state-designated fair employees.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. I'm here today to present Assembly Bill 635, which addresses a small technical change to ensure all fairs are eligible to apply for funds through the Fairs and Expositions Fund created by AB 1499 in 2017. In this year's budget, there is an estimated $18 million in this fund for fairs to access. Unfortunately, there was a provision that was overlooked in AB 1499, provide for a collective bargaining agreement exception. CDFA is currently drafting these regulations. If they proceed with them under the current statute, it could foreclose the opportunity for many fairs to apply for the funding. AB 635 makes the needed technical adjustment by providing an exemption for employees under a collective bargaining agreement. This important action avoids the need to renegotiate these amendments to mirror the language in AB 1499. Here with me today is Louis Brown on behalf of the Western Fairs Association, who is the sponsor of the measure. When it's appropriate, Madam Chair, I would urge you all to vote aye.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the Western Fairs Association. We appreciate your indulgence with this last-minute measure. But it wasn't something that truly came to our attention until our discussions with the Department of Food and Agriculture and seeing their draft regulations for the implementation of AB 1499. Significant language in there about having to renegotiate a number of collective bargaining agreements that fair employees are currently under. This was not the intent of AB 1499 when it was passed, and as our author stated, if it's not addressed now, most fairs, if not all of them, will be foreclosed from obtaining any funds from AB 1499. So it is an urgent matter, and we appreciate you working with us on this and ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Do we have any comments or questions from members? No? Thank you very much. We have a motion on that bill. Will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 635, the motion is due pass and we refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero? Daly? Daly, aye. Glazer?
Okay. That bill has enough votes and we'll place it on call till the other members arrive. Thank you very much.
Please, great timing, Mr. Chair.
My apologies, actually.
know it's not you because you run a tight.
Well, I was wrapping up something for a speaking engagement that I have in a short bit.
Thank you very much, Assemblymember Cooley. And you're here to present item number 7, AB 1288, dealing with cannabis, track and trace, and the CLET system.
Yes, indeed.
Please go ahead and proceed.
Very good, Madam Chair and members. Pleasure to be here. I am indeed here to present AB 1288 related to preserving accountable systems for cannabis delivery in California communities via effective track and trace programs. Department of Food and Ag is required to establish a track and trace program for reporting the movement of cannabis and cannabis products throughout the distribution system. This ensures accountability and protects against the illicit market, so it's a very important accountability tool. At a minimum, that information included must contain the licensee receiving the product, the transaction date, and the cultivator from which the product originate. This bill additionally requires that the track and trace system include the sale point and whether or not it was on the retail premises or via delivery. It also requires that the track and trace program be integrated with the California Law Enforcement Telecommunications Systems, CLETS, TS, by July 1st of 2020, so a year from yesterday. The most recent amendments also require the delivery inventory ledger, which all delivery drivers are required to carry, also be uploaded to the track and trace system. So this would put in the electronic system a record of what is in the vehicle. This actually ensures that should an officer pull a delivery driver over, they can compare the uploaded version of what's shown to be in the vehicle with what's there. And as long as they match, the driver's on his way. So it actually simplifies things for law enforcement. It ensures that any law enforcement delivery driver encounter is brief, and it therefore also supports the delivery system. Avoids any sort of undue delay. Requiring the delivery information to be included in track and trace will help ensure product safety, let law enforcement have real-time information through the CLET system, and allow them to focus their attention actually on illegal activity and not waste their time on legitimate activities. And obviously, without this information, you could actually have lawful delivery drivers being detained unnecessarily and for longer periods than necessary. So that's the backdrop on this bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Request an aye vote. Okay. Nice to be here with you, Senator Daley.
Do we have any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Tracy Stevens on behalf of NorCal Cannabis. We're kind of a tweener. We were very supportive of Mr. Cooley's bill before it was amended. We're still working with the author right now, but we're concerned whether or not this can be handled under the current system, but we're continuing to work with the author. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Caitlin O'Neill with EASE, in support of the intent of the bill, but also continuing to work with the author on some concerns we have with recent amendments.
Okay, thank you. Any other witnesses? Okay. And then I have some questions as well. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Please, Senator Daley.
So thanks for bringing this bill forward. I know we spent a lot of time in the governor's office the last couple of years and on the team of trying to figure out how we can manage this. And as somebody who moves commodities around and keeps track of germinations and those type of things, I will be supporting your bill today. I think it's a good bill and look forward to it getting signed in law, and we can hopefully pick up on some of those people around illegally.
Assemblymember, is this bill going to public safety?
That's a good question. I turn to my staff.
Did it go through the public safety committee?
I don't think so. It was in D&P already.
Right.
Okay. Did it go through public safety in the assembly? Probably not. Okay. I just have concerns about how law enforcement feels about this and how it's integrated with the existing system and whether it perhaps overwhelms the CLET system or if it's something that they're actually wanting that they believe will streamline and help. I'm not as familiar with how this would work in a practical matter. Could you give us some examples? You started to where you were saying that a delivery truck perhaps gets stopped, and if the load matches the load that's in the system, then that person can move on. Is it that every time there's a load that is a load and a planned delivery, that would be in the CLETS system?
Yeah, there's already a requirement that they have the delivery ledger. But we have an enforcement system that incorporates officers out on the road cruising about. They can track it down. But knowing what's on the vehicle does become important to policing accountability as it's moving around the state. So we have not heard of an objection from law.
Yeah.
I guess I think it's sort of a gap in the system to say we want law enforcement out there to make sure that the delivery system is working well. It supports communities to know that what, you know, marijuana traveling through their community is under a system and accountability. I don't think that I just have to say, Senator, I don't believe that the ability to access the delivery driver's ledger so they can match up if they have a stop. We have not heard that that's a problem. There's an awful lot of information that's out there and available. And there's a year to implement. I actually haven't heard anything from any law enforcement objecting to it. Mm-hmm. And I think the compelling idea is it just supports law enforcement, if they have a stop, being able to confirm that this is the load that's represented as being out there on the street and you're off and on your way. So it actually supports the delivery system from downtime trying to figure out, do you have what you should have, what you've represented as having. Mm-hmm. The obligation to have a delivery ledger is already on the delivery system. So that's not new. It's just supporting the ability of law enforcement to access it. Mm-hmm. But I guess I don't have a clearer answer than that, but we've not heard any problem. And as the senator alludes, I've been involved in the marijuana discussion since 15, since we did the original breakthrough bill. I haven't heard of an objection from law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I appreciate you being ahead of this and before it becomes a problem and suggesting this proposal. I would like to better understand how it would work, you know, within the system. I know for myself, I've been involved with missing persons cases and have done some legislation dealing with that. And I know that when someone goes missing, it goes into a system, and then it is also transmitted to the CLETS system when there's a hit on or a lead on somebody that may be missing who potentially is found. That's automatically submitted to the CLETS. But I also know that we have problems with older missing persons cases, for example, where they were not put into the system at all. And so there's a gap in older cases not being in the system and newer cases being in the system. And also there were requirements that required in certain cases and not in others and so forth. So it's not a 100% guaranteed system where you can rely on somebody who's missing being in that system. So with those problems that exist, it makes me wonder, is this truly the place where we should be tracking this kind of thing? And I don't know enough from the public safety end of whether that actually is workable and doable, or if we're creating another set of problems.
Well, I guess the overall response I have, you know, I often, it's funny, as a lawyer, when I sit down and draft a bill, I do my bill draft and I hand it to people to look at, because in our business, we always got to let them have feedback.
Sure.
And my view has always been, well, I'll take my draft, and I like the way I'm doing it wrong better than the way you're doing it not at all. somebody's got to take a whack at it. You got to put an idea out there. I think we definitely have problems with a legal marketplace. Well, we don't have problems with the legal marketplace. It's the concurrent existence of an illegal marketplace that presents problems. And we, the great venture of trying to bring recreational marijuana to the masses in California is very dependent upon having the systems that support legal and sort of stamp down on illegal. And the system relies upon the movement of marijuana around to vendors and other channels. So that movement and making sure it is of the legal product is actually essential to California transitioning to a healthy marketplace. It ties into tax revenues and not having leakage to illegal. There's an awful lot of public interest that converges upon the movement of marijuana through the system and supporting the legitimate operators and tamping down on the illegal. So I feel like putting a tool in the toolkit, which is the aspiration of this bill, for law enforcement in real time, if they stop the vehicle to have the potential to look up and see, what do we expect to find on this vehicle? What do I see here? What deliveries have we already made? Okay, that means we're now down to these items, and are they here? And is there anything else? It will allow for traffic stops to be proceed in a more efficient manner. And anybody who's in business, as the delivery drivers and their companies are, they don't want to spend time at the side of the road, you know, while people kind of go back and forth on the system trying to figure out. So it is in print. It's been in print now for a while. I would expect to hear from law enforcement. It's looking to a date a year out when the system is supposed to be up and running. I think ultimately it upholds the public values of regulated marijuana in the marketplace, that its passage through communities is according to prescribed norms the state set up. If someone doesn't care for marijuana, they still feel that their life is not unduly impacted. So it's sort of a policy rationale. I appreciate your experience viewpoint that there can be a lot of complexity to these systems, and am I sort of crossing my fingers and whistling past the graveyard as I bring this idea forward and saying, it's a great idea, Madam Chair.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion on the bill to move the bill forward. I would like to have a meeting with you and some individuals from law enforcement just to have a conversation about it and see if what you're envisioning and what we may approve today is workable, or if it needs some additional eyes and attention to it, so that we make sure that we move forward with a good public policy in a very new area. I've always appreciated working with you in the past, and just would appreciate the opportunity to make sure that we're actually getting it right. And I don't know enough about how the CLET system works to have a sense of what we're proposing is actually going to work in practice. So I would really appreciate that.
I will pursue that meeting, and my staff, Amanda Kirshner, will work with your staff.
Thank you very much.
Tremendous idea, actually.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other questions or comments? Yes. Senator Caballero.
Well, I just have a question because I'm being asked to vote today on something that's before me, and I'm comfortable doing that, but I recognize that there may be some more work to be done. Is it anticipated that if the bill changes, that it'll come back so we have a chance to look at it?
I would propose that we could bring it back. We could.
I think if we come up with further change, I will work with the chair. I will actually personally brief you on what's up. Happy to do that.
That'd be great.
Yes. Okay. With that, I will go ahead and move the bill, and with the expectation that we'll have that meeting, and if there are changes, we can always bring it back to the committee as well.
And a brief.
Thank you. Will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 1288, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dally. Dally, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye.
It's out. Okay, that bill is out. Thank you very much. I look forward to working with you. Assemblymember Stone, you are here to present AB 1472, dealing with the California Dungeness Crab Commission.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. Through the work of the Joint Legislative Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, there's been a lot of work done lately with respect to the Dungeness crab fishery, and there is, in fact, a task force that is working on it, especially around gear usage and entanglements. But it seems like it's an appropriate time now, since this is such a large fishery. This is the most abundant crab. It represents millions and millions of dollars of industry along the California coast, and this is an iconic species. This bill, it seems time that we create a commission so that the industry can get together and face the issues that it has been, and the ongoing issues that they will also face, not just the whale entanglements, but tomoic acid, market rates, and other things that the industry has been facing. This is similar to, we have a cattle commission, we have a sea urchin commission, there are a number of others, but this is an iconic species for California, something that's very important to us. And with that, I respectfully ask for your aye votes.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair, members, Bo Biller on behalf of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations, and we're the sponsor of the measure and appreciate your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Questions from members? Senator Wilk.
I've got a question. I really, I'm fine with the bill, but I was down in Chile last November, and the artisanal fishermen there had to change what they were catching because of climate change, and I'm wondering if climate change has had an impact on the crab in California.
It has. In fact, the domoic acid growth, which is comes out of an algal bloom, has increased significantly. We're seeing different patterns of algae in the water, and in fact, even onshore freshwater species that get in and carry toxins into the water. So with the amount of carbon that's increasing and a lot of the changes that are happening, water temperatures, definite impact on this and other fisheries, which is why it's time, and this is appropriate to make sure that the industry has a platform to be talking about their challenges and then work with OPC and Fish and Game and the other agencies that are in the state to make sure that their issues are being addressed.
Okay, any other questions? Senator Dally?
I just want to say that I sit on the commission with the Assemblymember Stone, and I fully support this. This is a long time coming, and I think it'll be good for the fishery, and we can do some good work out there. So I'll support your bill, and it's already been moved.
Okay, any other comments, questions? Okay, we have a motion on your bill. Congratulations, and this the motion is to move the bill to Assembly or Senate Judiciary. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
AB 1472, the motion is due pass to Judiciary. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk. Wilk, aye. Caballero. Caballero, aye. Dally. Dally, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye.
Congratulations. That bill is out. Okay, now we're going to lift the calls. We will start with the consent calendar. We have four items on the consent calendar. AB 409, AB 466, AB 1800, and AB 1801. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Senators Dally. Dally, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye.
Okay, that is concluded. Item number two, AB 419, dealing with food and agriculture. Author is the Agriculture Committee. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
AB 419, motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Dally. Dally, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye.
That bill is out. AB 635 by Assemblymember Bigelow. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
AB 635, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Caballero. Caballero, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye.
That bill is out. AB 657 by Assemblymember Eggman, dealing with commercial feed. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
AB 657, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Daly. Daly, aye. Glazer. Glazer, aye. I think that's it. That's it.
Okay. That concludes the business before the Agriculture Committee. Thank you very much.